Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Masquerade, transcribed.
I swear to my grandma, I ain't never seen a screwier set up than this one.
Kind. Deucedly interesting, though, isn't it?
You mean all these female women are running around in flimsy wisps of lace wanting to be rescued?
No, I don't mean female women running around in wisps of lace.
The thing that bothers me is they ain't no sense to nothing.
Well, I imagine things will make plenty of sense once we get on the right track.
For instance, what's Jack got us up here patrolling this hall for?
But naturally, Doc, after the attempt to kill Hope and Cherry.
Yeah, I know, but why is he making everybody stay in his own bedroom? Job over in that room pie-eyed, Hope across the hall still sleeping off of chloroform, Faye and Cherry in the next room. How come he let Cherry go into Faye anyway?
Because her room's up on the third floor, for one thing.
Well, so's Grandma Martin's. Yet Jax wants, he went and let her go up there alone.
Trying. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, we're guarding everybody but Grandma. I wonder why that is.
Well, I suppose Jack thinks she's not in any danger.
Just the three girls and Job, huh?
Another reason for putting Cherry with Faye.
Yeah?
She's just recovering from this new attack on her. Fairly brutal, if you ask me, and I don't think she's going to be able to take much more of it.
You talking about Cherry?
Yes, that beastly, strained expression on her face. Desperation. She shouldn't be left alone for a moment until this business is settled, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, what do you suppose Jack's doing?
I think he's going over the house room by room.
But we already done that, Reggie.
Not with any great care. Just made sure there was no one in the house besides those who belong here.
Well, what's he expect to find?
Well, if someone was in the house long enough to give Hope chloroform and tear Cherry's clothes and slash her, he must have left some clue of his presence.
And anybody leave anything around, Jack's the hombre to find
it. Quiet.
You know, that's the funny thing about Cherry. Of course, it was dark in her room, but even if it was, it's kind of queer that she didn't get some idea of the slasher while she was fighting him off.
Too terrified, I suppose. Mind frozen her.
Well, anyway, whether it was a man or a woman...
I have an idea it was a woman myself.
Yeah?
I think Jack does, too. Did you see those scratches on her neck and arm? A man's fingernails aren't ordinarily long enough to do that.
Hey, I didn't notice that. Hey, Faye's door's open.
Cherry, you little fool, come back here.
Now, look here, Cherry. You can't come out here.
But I've got to.
But you look ill. You should be lying down.
I'm all right.
She insists that she's got to see Job.
I do. I've got to.
Now, looky. Jack said that you all got to stay where he put you until he said you could come out. And he sent us up here to see that you stayed put.
But it's important.
Besides, Brother Job's so spifflicated, nothing would make sense to him anyway.
I don't care. I love him, and he's in danger.
But he can't be in any immediate danger. We've been right outside his door all the time.
Oh, I'm going.
Well, what you think we ought to do, Reggie?
Well, look here. Suppose I go hunt up Jack and ask him.
Yeah, you do that.
But I mustn't wait.
No, I'll only be a minute or two.
When the terrified mouse gets an idea into her head, there isn't much use arguing with her.
But it's important.
Well, it's going to have to wait until Reggie gets back. Now, looky, Cherry. You should get out of them torn clothes. What you still wearing them for?
I offered to help her get out of them and put on one of my bathrobes, but try to talk her into anything that makes sense.
You ain't sewed in them for the winter, are you?
I'm afraid to go up to my room to get anything else.
I told you you could have something of mine.
No.
Well, what you scared of your room for? It ain't nobody up there now.
Maybe there is.
Hey, no, there ain't. We give your room a going over.
They like my room. They can come any time they want to.
You mean there's a secret door or something?
No, there's no secret door.
Then how the heck can they come to your room any time they want to?
I don't know.
And I'm getting pretty fed up with these they folks. Who are they anyhow?
I don't know.
You know, Faye, she just plain don't make sense.
Don't look at me. I'm a stranger here myself.
Yeah. Hey, looky, Cherry. Are they the ones who got the baby that bawls every time something's about to happen?
I don't know. I think so.
That baby gag gets me down. A house full of widows, spinsters, and neurotics. What's a baby doing here?
Well, maybe the stork brought it.
Oh, don't be silly. There hasn't been a stork seen in this neighborhood since the year of the big freeze.
You know, that's darn funny about this house. Here you are, three of the prettiest girls I ever laid eyes on. And ain't even one of you got a boyfriend.
Hope had one, but he's in the corpse department just at present.
You mean that chauffeur?
Who else?
But, well, that ain't no honest-to-goodness boyfriend like you girls should ought to have. Well, you got everything, Faye. What's the matter with you?
I'm immune.
That ain't normal.
So what?
So it ain't normal.
Maybe I was born in a refrigerator and never thawed out.
What about you, Cherry?
I've got to talk to Job.
Well, you'll just have to wait till Reggie gets back. Ain't you interested in men?
Yes.
You are? Well, why ain't you got a feller then?
They won't let me.
Hey, now, look, that ain't no answer. I don't care who they are. Nobody can keep a girl from having a boyfriend if she wants one.
I tell you, they won't let me.
Well, why not?
They don't want any of us to know a man. They're afraid we'll marry and have children.
Cherry, what are you talking about?
It's true. They want the Martin family to end right here.
Darned if I don't think you're talking through your hat. Oh, here comes Reggie.
Can I go to Job now?
Now, hold your horses. What about it, Reggie?
It's all right for her to go in, but first Jack wants her clothes.
Hey!
Please, Mr. York.
Oh, but I say. I mean, he positively wants them. Wants me to bring them down to him immediately.
Well, it's hardly ever done. I mean, just asking a girl for her clothes.
Well, if Jack wants them, he's going to get them. Now, go on back in Faye's room, Cherry, and take them off.
If I do, then can I see Joe?
Yep, so hurry up.
Yes, you'll have to put on something of mine.
No, I won't.
Then how about me going up and getting something for her out of her room?
No, but you can't do that. But Reggie can.
Oh, look here.
Now, go on, Reggie. But pajamas and a bathrobe. Anything you can find.
Now I'm a ballet lady's maid, and I resent it.
Okay, get inside and shove things through a crack in the door, fast as they come off.
All right, here, I'll help you, Cherry. What's the idea, anyway?
Probably wants to examine them for clues.
Here you are.
Okay, address.
What's he expect to find? Slip.
I don't know. Slip.
Here are shoes.
Shoes.
Stockings.
Yeah, stockings.
All right, here you are.
A top doodad, a bottom doodad. Is that all?
Isn't that enough? What do you want, her skin?
Oh, did you get something, Reggie?
There's a whole armful of stuff. She should find something in this.
Yeah, she ought to, all right. Here you are, Faye.
What? All this?
Well, she don't have to put it all on.
Well, that's good of you. All right, get into some of this junk, Miles. Then you can go and see the good-natured drunk.
I'd better take these clothes down to Jack.
Stick around until she goes across to Job's room. Where is Jack?
Down the library. He's got quite a collection of stuff down there.
Such as what?
I didn't get much chance to examine it. Things he's picked up around the house.
Well, anyway, you don't look quite so bedraggled now. All right, boys, let's go.
Hurry. I've waited too long now.
Okay. Come on. You better come along too, Faye.
So you can keep an eye on me?
Yeah, something like that. Okay now, Cherry. We'll give you 5 minutes with him.
That's all I want.
All right, Job, here's a visitor. Hey.
Doc, what is it?
Well, where the heck is he?
He's gone. I knew he was. I knew it.
Well, why the heck didn't you say so then? How'd he get out?
Here's how he got out. Opened the window and slid down the drainpipe.
Well, that's great. Jack's going to be mighty proud of us.
But look here. Why would he want to do a thing like that for?
Silly question number one.
What you mean?
You didn't think Brother Job would stay put without plenty of liquid refreshment, did you?
You mean he sneaked out for a few snorts?
But he shouldn't have. He must come back right away. He must.
Why must he?
They'll get him. They'll get him this time. I know they will.
Is that what you wanted to tell him?
Yes. I wanted to tell him to stay here where you could watch him. They're just waiting, waiting.
Reggie, get downstairs and tell Jack what's happened.
Right. Don't leave the girls alone for a minute, Doc.
Come on, you two. Get back into Faye's room.
Come on, Mouse.
Why did he go?
Because he likes the taste of the stuff.
He's breaking Grandma's heart.
Well, Grandma broke his spirit. Turnabout's fair play.
No, you mustn't say that, Faye.
Hey, wait a minute, huh? I want to look in and see if Hope's all right. You two wait right here by the door so as I can see you all the time. Don't neither of you move. Yeah, she's all right. Poor little fella. Keep right on a-sleeping, honey.
She's all right?
Yeah, sleeping like a baby. All right, come on back to your room.
Say, how much longer you three super sleuths think you're going to keep us undercover?
Until Jack says to let you out.
Well, I'm getting pretty sick of being a prisoner in my own house.
We're just doing it for your own good.
It isn't any good locking us up.
It ain't, huh?
No. When they want to strike, they'll strike whether you're here or not.
And what you think we'll be doing all that time?
Won't make any difference what you're doing. If you understood, you'd know that.
Well, then, why don't you come out and make us understand?
You can't. Nobody understands but me.
She's psychic.
I don't know. I just know, that's all.
Well, all I gotta say is, if you hadn't told us so much it's come true already, I'd say you were the screwiest screwball dame I ever did see. He wasn't so little and purty along with
him. Hey, here comes Reggie back. He's going to get mighty sick of those stairs if this keeps up.
How about it, Reggie? What's Jack say?
Well, he's going out to find Job. While he's gone, he doesn't want us to leave the girls for a second.
Oh, stick right with him, huh?
Right. I'm to go and sit in my Hope's bed and stay right beside her.
And I'm to chaperone Faye and Cherry. Huh?
Right. Go in Faye's room with them. Don't let either one of them out of your sight.
What about Grandma upstairs?
No, leave her alone. She won't be bothered. It's the girls that are in danger.
Oh, no.
Hey, hey, what's the matter?
He did it. He did it again. Look.
Her shoulder. She's been slashed again.
Yes, they did it. They did it.
Cherry, how did it happen?
I don't know. I was just standing here. I felt a sting on my shoulder.
She's been slashed, all right. Just like the others.
It isn't possible. We were all standing right here. There isn't anyone else.
Yes, there is. They were here. They were here.
Cherry, stop it.
They slashed me. They slashed me.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.